back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. Glad to be with you here on KODY on your Wednesday, January 20th, folks. And I'm just flabbergasted. Top it out near 57 degrees today. I'm excited. It's going to be a great afternoon. I'm dragging a little bit here on a Wednesday morning, powered by a little bit of coffee, thankfully. But it was a late night last night for me. Had a basketball game. It was great watching Brady and Maxwell renew their rivalry. Got home and watched the city council meeting. And finally got to bed at about 11:30, which is late for me, but not complaining by any means. I'm just saying I'm looking forward to this afternoon with these warmer temperatures. I think me and the nephew might make a trip over to Cody Park or get on the playground equipment. Well, he'll get on the playground equipment. I'll watch. My playground equipment days are far gone. Appreciate Mayor Kelleher and Shannon joining us this morning talking about the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. Encourage you to learn more about that on the health department's website. Changing gears now at 8:36 on Mugs in the Morning as we welcome in Calvin and Hector from the Cedar Room in North Platte. Gentlemen, it's good to see you guys once again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How have you guys been in the past couple of weeks?
Really good, but busy.
Yeah.
Has it been busy?
Really?
Yes.
That's good. That's good. Makes the time go by faster, that's for sure.
That it does. You know, the weeks just fly by, and it's just kind of, you know, you go back in the kitchen, it's busy. You go out in the front, it's busy. It's like, oh, my God. You know?
Where is it not busy there?
You know, the Tuesday, Wednesday days kind of flip, flop, you know, and sometimes we have busy Tuesday, busy Wednesday, and through the weekend. You know, but
quiet on Mondays.
Yes, real quiet on Mondays. Very quiet,
except for the tenant upstairs. I get a little rambunctious.
Nah, I don't want to hear nothing come out of the apartment.
Yeah, and then during midday, right, mid afternoon, after lunch, we'll get some folks that'll come in here. Just you know, not very many, but they'll come in, and that's when the guys are in the back prepping stuff for dinner and whatnot. So.
Yeah. Now, one thing I love about the Cedar Room is sometimes you guys really teach me a lot about the fine art of the dining atmosphere and about mm-hmm. the kitchen. And Sean was educating me here, I think it was last week, about the chicken parm gnocchi. So uh-huh. as soon as Calvin came in the studio and mentioned that's what he wanted to talk about today, I perked up a little bit because I thought, hey, this time I know something that we're going to talk about. I know a little bit about it. So the chicken parm gnocchi, that ad ran a little bit, I think, at the end of last week. Uh-huh. So for folks that heard that, Calvin, tell us, what's the chicken parm gnocchi?
So gnocchi is a pasta made with potato and either flour or salmonella. Or not salmonella.
we like to leave the salmonella out of the equation.
Semolina.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Okay, I'll never live that one down in the restaurant.
Well, no.
We'll retract that one.
Anytime I order, I'm going to tell you to hold the salmonella.
Anyway, and so it's a denser. It's a lot more denser than regular pasta, but it's airy and light if you do it just right.
Yep.
And we're going to toss that in our garlic cream sauce that we make in-house. And then we're making a homemade vodka tomato sauce. Mm. And we're going to put that over a chicken. We put in some panko and some, you know, just make a crust and cook it real quick. Till it's done, and there's no salmonella. And then we're gonna put some tomato, sun-dried tomato basil pesto over Ooh. The top.
Yep. Wow, so. That sounds delicious.
It actually is really delicious. That gnocchi is very pillowy, and you know, okay. and tossed in the garlic stuff, it's just like you just kind of want to. It's like a potato chip, you know. You have one, you keep going for back.
And that's
back
dangerous.
More. So yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, but no, it's an awesome dish.
And it's very filling. I mean,
is it?
Yeah.
Might have a little bit of leftovers for
folks
then.
Most likely. Yep.
Most likely. So it's so in the end, really, to give the listeners an idea what it is, it's just chicken parm, but the Cedar Room's play. Can't just be normal at the Cedar Room.
Normal is boring.
It yes. is. Yes.
Very much so.
That's so cool. BJ and I were just having that conversation, you know, yesterday, is how cool, it is that when, you know, yeah, we get a lot of phone calls for reservations and stuff, but I would say probably like at least half of the phone calls is like, what are you guys doing this weekend? You know, so I think the public has really come accustomed to us bringing...
They're inquisitive.
Yeah, they are. They are, and for those that follow us on Facebook, we try to get most of that out on Tuesday, the week of. That way people kind of get a chance to schedule their days or whatnot to come in. Yeah?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We know that the Valentine's Day holiday is quickly approaching too, guys, so...
Wow.
Yeah. It sneaks up on us. It's one of those things. It's never a surprise. I was listening to Dave Ramsey, I think it was last month, and he said that Christmas doesn't qualify as a financial emergency. It's on December 25th this year, he said, and I thought, that's so true. But yet these holidays jump out on us. It's not a surprise that Valentine's Day is on February 14th, but it's jumping right in front of us.
Yeah, literally. You know, it's just like we're thinking, it's like, oh, my God, we have to get this, we have to get that. And it seems like we're always running to meet the next holiday. You know,
but especially on the heels of Christmas, New Year's Eve, and then you get into the Lenten season. And,
yes, sir.
And then the Valentine's Day holiday. So,
yep.
Are folks already booking some reservations for the 14th?
They are. They are. And you know, one of the things that I wanted to mention, Tristan, is that we had put out a post, and we put it out as you can make your reservations online or by calling into the Cedar Room.
Mm-hmm.
The way that our reservations ended, because we have a brunch on Sunday, if I was to open up the reservations system online for Sundays, I mean, we'd have a lot of people booking from now till then,
mm-hmm.
On a Sunday, and I don't want to mislead the public. So I think the best option to do it is to just call into the Cedar Room and make your reservations. But yes, we had yesterday, there was 10 or 15 reservations already.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, so if you guys are wanting to come in, I suggest you guys do that reservation fairly quick.
That's awesome.
We're open regular business hours.
Yep.
I heard 11 to 10.
Yep.
And I brought that up to everybody because the weekend's going to be really busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's going to try to jam pack into the Cedar Room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not just give them an extra night?
Yep.
You know, so you don't miss that special dinner with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. The Friday and Saturday time slots are filling up too. So you know, if you're not one to celebrate on Sunday, then Friday and Saturday obviously are an option. And Calvin can tell you what he's planning for dinner on that night.
So for that weekend, for Valentine's Day, we're doing lobster Alfredo with some steak.
Oh, my gosh.
Homemade Alfredo sauce with claws and knuckles of lobster, and then we'll top it with a bavette, you know, and serve it with a fire-roasted baguette. It's a pretty big dish, so...
Yeah. And we had it once before, and it was heavy, you know. I mean, it's like we were going out. Just about every order was a surf and turf fettuccine Alfredo. I mean, it went over very, very well, so we're bringing that back.
And if folks are saying forget the Valentine's Day holiday, they want to get together with some gal friends, some guy friends,
and
still get together to celebrate for a different reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Cedar Room's got you covered there,
absolutely,
too?
And obviously the ladies behind the bar are going to be creating some new cocktails as well, things that will pair well with the chef's offerings. So, you know, we're excited about it. We're excited to be that location that people prefer or come to celebrate their anniversaries or birthdays, and obviously Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, we know the Lenten season's approaching a little bit, too. We talked about shark and the uniqueness of shark last time we had you guys on the program.
Yeah.
What else do we have coming to the menu for those that are observing that Lenten fasting and eating a little more fish during that time?
Sure.
Well, right now, we're still trying to nail in everything we want to do during Lent season.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to bring in, again, some more tuna, different styles of tuna. I want to bring in a swordfish again because that went over really well. I think we could do it different this time and make it even better than last time. You know, sharks coming up. On Fat Tuesday, we're going to go all out Cajun style with seafood. So.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's almost like the Cedar Room will become New Orleans for the day.
It will. We will have the music. We will have the beads. and it's like, DJ, we probably need to get in front of two birds. Like, we'll just keep it PG. So.
Maybe PG-13.
Right?
We'll be okay for a day.
Yeah, but we plan to have a lot of fun with the holidays, you know, and just to kind of give people a new perspective, a new, yeah, you know, get away from town.
And I like this because obviously we know that you guys are diving into the big holidays, the Christmas. Valentine's Day is a big holiday
it
in
is.
The restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
But you're diving into the Mardi Gras, too, and Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
So that's what I think is unique, is you're diving into all of them.
Yep. And let's not forget about St. Patty's.
It's
so we're already thinking about that as well.
Okay.
I'm
intrigued.
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Just on the way over, it's like, I need to talk to Calvin and see if we want to do some, like, corned beef in-house.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that stuff. And I think you guys talked about, too. So, you know, if we need to do that, then we need to start, you know, what do you call it? Oh, my God, the words just left me. Brining the beef.
Okay.
You know, and getting in briskets and whatnot. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the gals behind the bar, the mixologists, will have all sorts of wonderful creations for that holiday, too.
Those ladies are having a lot of fun behind the bar. And it's like, oh, gosh.
I think when I talk to them, I think they're probably sometimes surprised that they get a paycheck.
Yeah.
Because they have so much fun.
They do.
I think they're surprised that it's work.
you know, and it's just like in the kitchen. I mean, BJ and I are always giving them the opportunity to, hey, just explore your creativity.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, oh, we got a misshipment of some pretty expensive liqueurs.
I'll take it off your hands.
Right. You know, in case it's like, well, we didn't order these, you know, that we ordered this other stuff. It's like, well, do you think you can make some cocktails with? It's like, well, yeah. You know, this is like the really high end stuff. It's like, well, let's keep them and let's make some cocktails. You know,
it's a sign.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, you know, I mean, the bottles were pricey, but I think the people that really enjoy those liqueurs are going to have a great time with them.
Mm-hmm. Guys, anything else you want to add this morning while we talk about the Cedar Room, our fine dining establishment here in the downtown community?
I would just, first off, I want to thank the community for all the support they give us. It's always, it just seems to get busier and busier as the days goes on. Last weekend, I had a dinner service really start at like 3:00.
Yeah,
and it did not stop. So
till
10:00. So I mean,
you blink and look at the clock, and it's time to close up shop already.
Yeah, so 7 hours. So I enjoy it. It's great. It just all of our hard work, we could see we're becoming successful.
Yep,
we know it, and we just everybody in that whole restaurant is so thankful to the community for coming out on a nightly basis and just turning out for us. So
it's a blessing, that's for sure.
It is, and the logistics, and we really, BJ and I really have to thank our crews as well, because the logistics of it all, Tristan, we don't have a tremendous amount of storage. We don't have the biggest kitchen. So we really have to stay up on inventory. So the guys really work together in making sure that we don't run out of, especially our staples.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure, absolutely. Well, guys, as always, we appreciate the time. It's great to have you in the studio. Look forward to talking to you again more before we get to that Valentine's Day holiday.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys are always welcome in the studio. You know that.
Yes, sir.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this quick break on KODY.